Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and we've all got games in our library that we look over and just go, yeah, it's alright, but actually the only thing that I like about it can be boiled down to just one outstanding feature. Well, you know what? Let's actually share some of those today, because I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 pretty mediocre video games that were saved by one amazing feature. Number 8, Sniper Elite V2, The Bullet Cam. While more of the recent entries in the series have garnered much critical praise as it fleshed out its mechanics, the Sniper Elite franchise started out fairly limp with a single gimmick that actually did end up saving it from mediocrity. With pretty shocking AI, no real story worth mentioning, and levels being surprisingly linear and enclosed, it all seemed pretty unspectacular. That is, until you lined up your first shot on a target and pulled the trigger. Suddenly, your experience slows to the beat of a hummingbird's wing as you watch your bullet fly across the environment and make contact with whatever you've hit. And if that happens to be a human, then you watch an uber-violent x-ray of their skeleton being devastated by the impact of the bullet. Hit an eye and you'll be able to see it pop like a ping-pong ball, and the less said about a testicle shot, the better. And if you happen to hit an explosive item or vehicle gas tank, then you're also treated to them ripping apart in super slow motion and scattering across the land. But you know what? If it wasn't for this feature being included, chances are fair fewer people would have actually picked up this title. It's no exaggeration that it never gets old watching Nazis' innards fly across the battlefield in slow motion. Number 7. Wii Sports – The Motion Controls. As a collection of mini-games, Wii Sports is extremely simple. Baseball, bowling, and golf had you do one motion with your hand and then watch the results play out. Boxing required slightly more thought process, but essentially boils down to you flailing your arms and just hoping for the best. Tennis 2 has you performing the same motion over and over again with very little thought. It was shallower than a gold digger and visually looks like a student animator's first draft of their final assessment that just happens to be based on a variety of sports activities. However, motion controls this fluid had never been seen before and blew everyone's minds back in 2006. It's still fun to crack this open and have your gran score a home run as the physics-based fun ensured that this game was never on autopilot and had a variety of outcomes for each challenge. It's extremely possible to bowl the perfect game and then to have an atrocious gutter-infested performance in the next one due to how responsive and tight the controls were. Wii Sports is about as basic as a sport title can get, but the fact that you were the one controlling everything turned it into a household name. Number 6. Singularity – The Time Manipulation Device. Singularity is a military shooter that contains mutants, two overused concepts that at the beginning of the last decade everyone was trying to shove down our throats. This combo actually indeed threatened to put off most people. That was until they got their hands on the time manipulation device and you realise this game's true potential. There's a bunch of satisfying things you can do with the gauntlet, such as creating a bubble to freeze time for everything inside, or rapidly aging some poor soldier like the villain at the end of The Last Crusade. You can set massive chunks of the environment back and forward in time for spectacular set-piece moments, but it's actually the smaller details that elevate the gameplay. You have to de-age old items to solve some puzzles, and then can lift things with gravity and launch them around, and you can be sent whizzing to another period of history in a heartbeat. But on top of it all, it was just plain satisfying to mow down foes with all of these superhuman time powers that you had at your disposal. So while looking absolutely generic, there was a really decent game just under the surface. Number 5. Dark Sector – The Glaive. Dark Sector absolutely screams I Am from the late 2000s from every single pixel on screen. Third-person cover-based shooting with waist-high debris littering the area and a camera zoomed in right over your character's shoulder. It's an old-school extravaganza. And the weapons were all completely unimaginative standard selections of guns that you'd find in any shooter. All that is, except one, that elevates this game beyond being mere bargain bin banter. The Glaive. It is a three-blade glowing weapon that has a massive assortment of uses in this title. Aside from being an awesome, chargeable throwing weapon, with a brilliant sense of weight and damage, it can also steal enemy weapons and be imbued with several powers and can be controlled mid-flight for precise carnage. It never gets old seeing enemies be cut in half, or get set ablaze, or, if they get too close, get absolutely pied off by this three-bladed monstrosity. The Glaive is also used in order to solve environmental puzzles as well, giving the game much-needed variety besides the many shootouts. It's eerily similar to the Arkham series, which later used Batman's Batarangs to solve puzzles in the same way, but this Glaive here is much more satisfying to wield, and I do not say that lightly. And in fact, you'd be forgiven for barely using any of the normal firearms and just using this instead, because we've all seen the film Krull, and who wouldn't want Krull to be in our video games? Krull! Number 4, Dark Void, the jetpack combat. If Dark Void was bound by the concept of gravity, then it would probably be seen as just a rudimentary and mundane third-person shooter. But thanks to the jetpack and the ability to be able to hop into the air and engage in some vertical combat, it becomes so much more than it should be. You can fly freely throughout the vast levels at your leisure with satisfying controls. You can hover to get a better shot at your targets, adjust your speed, and then also smoothly transition to the ground easily. So many games today can't seem to manage this. It feels like the Uncharted series, but with a jetpack. It's really, really well handled here. It's just a bit of a shame that the rest of the game is severely lacking as a result. And you end up walking away from this saying, that was good, but I wish these mechanics were in a kind of better game. Number 3, Dark Messiah of Might and Magic, the environment-focused combat. Now, Dark Messiah is not a great game. It's a typical RPG with basic AI, a painfully average narrative, and visuals carved straight out of an issue of Fantasy for Dummies. But where it does make its mark is with its undeniably crazy combat, which is far more akin to bar fights than your typical Elder Scrolls-type battles. The whole game emphasizes that you must use your environment to your advantage, to the point where there's not actually a tutorial about how to use your sword, but it will twice tell you how to kick some poor grunt over a ledge. You can make puddles of ice that cause enemies to comically slip and then ragdoll over the edges of cliffs or into hazards, or you could blow a fireball into oil that you spilled to set foes ablaze. You can swing your weapon to break beams of wood or rope to send whatever they were supporting crashing down. It's a massive amount of fun with so many physics-based items in the area that you can use or send scattering by plowing enemies through them. Dark Messiah of Might and Magic is about as generic as a Western RPG can get, but the combat system ensured that it would stand the test of time and be remembered far longer than it probably deserved. Number 2, Vampire, the Living Society. The world in Vampire is alive, and each character has ties to others. As a doctor, players must do their daily chores and interact with everyone, learning their stories and tending to their needs. You may need to provide medicine to somebody with a cough or help them with a task, and doing so opens up more options down the line. If someone dies, though, the shockwaves ripple through that society, and an entire district can turn against you if you can't be bothered to help them when needed. You get to know every patient intimately, and this isn't even taking into account that you're a vampire and can even take out troublemakers to make yourself stronger if you so please. You'd be forgiven for simply skipping the optional combat scenarios and living out your life as a doctor in this game, just helping patients and unraveling your own mystery at a leisurely pace. And to be honest, it might actually be for the best, because the combat is, let's just call it functional, and the visuals are nothing to write home about. And the overall narrative never gets more exciting than the opening chapter. However, when you're going about your daily routine and attempting to keep everyone in check, these issues fade away due to how engrossing the ever-changing world of Vampire is. You can see why it's a cult classic, this title, can't you? And number 1, Split Second, environment-changing events. Car racing games have kind of reached their peak nowadays, I think it's fair to say, as there's only so much you can do with vehicles driving down tracks. Most use the setting or combat to switch things up, but Split Second had the genius idea of combining these things together and forming some of the most spectacular races of the 7th generation. Players can charge up a meter to use their boost, or they can use a segment of it to affect the world that they're racing in and cause complete havoc. It can range from a simple forklift swinging across the track and taking out other drivers to having an airplane fall from the sky and obliterate all of your opponents off the track. And that's not even mentioning the most impactful events where a player can trigger the entire track to change, such as a cruise liner that you were driving through exploding and sinking, forcing the race to go down to an entirely new route with more fun environmental weapons to discover. Racing games, well, they're 10 a penny, but Split Second managed to stand out due to this one insanely satisfying innovation that sadly never saw the light again in a sequel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.